Looking forward to Rockport, St. Joe Christian in a state quarterfinal, KMA 960 Saturday. I've got the call alongside Seth Morey and talking now with Rockport head coach Dalton Jones. Coach, you know, here we are, one of the final eight left standing. You know, how are we feeling?
Oh, I feel pretty good. We feel pretty good. You know, we're excited to that our season is still going. You know, we can't help but acknowledge the fact that we were here last year, and this is where the road stopped. So, you know, we're trying to get a little bit better so we can go a little bit further.
I know this is a team that started the year with lofty goals, and I also know that, you know, all year you've just tried to focus on the task at hand. I guess just speak to how you guys have been able to navigate through the year the way that you have.
Well, it's just for us, it's just like it is what you just said. I mean, we just focus on one thing at a time, you know, what's in front of us right now, not what's coming down the road. I mean, obviously, you know, at this point, I think it's easy to we set those goals, like you said, lofty goals early on in the season. And we just focus on just the things that we can control. And that's our effort, our intensity, our focus. And those are, you know, that's what we focus on every day. Are we doing those things correctly? And so we just try to reiterate on those things. We try to, coach that way. Focus on the team we're playing. Treat every opponent like it's the biggest game of the year. Treat every day like it's the biggest practice of the day of the year. You know, I think we do that consistently. I think we've been able to get where we're at. But you know, we still need to focus. We still this isn't good enough. You know, we got to have that mindset like, hey, this isn't good enough. We want to get a little bit better. We want to focus and reach, you know, one step at a time. And so right now it's just focus on what's at hand so we can get to the next play.
You look at your postseason path so far, you had to play teams that you'd already played once, and it's always challenging when that happens. And you took care of business against East Atchison and then Nottoway Valley. What have you liked from your team the last couple of weeks?
Well, I thought I think we responded well to some adversity. I think the teams have made adjustments to us, and we've been able to figure them out. You know, we've faced a little bit. We've been able to do enough to win, and we've stayed together for the most part. You know, we were patient. We worked on being patient with our run game, patient with what we were trying to do and what we needed to figure out. So that's been a huge point for us. And then our selflessness. I mean, we're trying to be unselfish. So I think that's what I've been most proud of is our guys have just responded well to the challenge of playing teams twice and the challenges that they have brought and the adjustments they've made. We've been able to capitalize on a few things and execute.
Let's talk about Brock Holmes. I know when I talked to you at the start of the year, I mean, he had a really good year last year, and I know there was the expectation that he was going to be, you know, at least as good, if not better, than he was last year. And I mean, he's putting up video game numbers every time he gets the ball in his hands. As a coach and the play caller, I imagine it's fun to watch. But speak to how he's been able to do that when everybody knows what you guys are going to do, and he's still able to put up the numbers that he has.
Well, first I'll start by just talking about what an incredible person he's become. He throughout this year, I've watched him grow into a very, very good young man. I mean, not that he wasn't before, but he has become a leader on our team by his example, by his effort, by his strength and his ability to just keep grinding things out. I mean, this last game, I mean, he grinded out his yardage. He didn't get those big 70-yard, 60, 50, 40-yard gains. It was 3-4 yards. I mean, he was grinding them out. He has just come a long way, and he is very unselfish. He wants to do well for his team. And he likes to give a lot of credit to his offensive line. His offensive line is really good. He has a really good offensive line. But he is good about making plays out of nothing. And he will make our offensive line look good when our offensive line makes mistakes. Because we are prone. I mean, we make mistakes. They're kids. Everybody makes mistakes. And he can make up for a lot of those things. He has worked so hard. He really tries to get better in practice, and I'm super proud of what he's become and the year he's had. I think he's one of the best players. You know, he's certainly, I think, the best running back in the state, but I think he's one of the best overall players in the state of Missouri when it comes to his play. But as a leader and a person, I think there's something to be said about him being the best at that also, because he has been a huge heart. He has been the heart and a huge part of our team and our leadership.
Now, looking to Saturday, St. Joe Christian, the opponent in a state quarterfinal. Kind of a two-part question here. What do you know about them, and what are the things you're wanting to see from your guys on Saturday to keep this going?
Well, what I know about them is they're really good. They're really well coached. They have busted their butts all season, and they're playing their best football right now. And they do a lot of good stuff. They run some old school triple option that will be tough to stop, and that gives teams fits. You know, those guys, they're working hard, they're trying hard, and their coaches do a really good job with them. So huge kudos to them. You know, this week's just going to be about, without sounding super cliche, it is going to be on us to just be good at what we do, to have the focus, the intensity, and the patience to get to the next level. You know, and I'm not talking about just the state semifinals or winning this game to move on. I'm just talking about us trying to reach a new level in where we're at in our development and where we're at as a team. I think that will be super important for us to establish. If we are focused on those things, our intensity's high, you know, we're blocking the right people, we're flying to the ball, and we take care of the football, you know, I think we're going to reach that next level that we've been trying to get to here in the last however many weeks. And I think that'll be a huge part for us. But they are a good football team, and we're excited for the opportunity we have to be playing at this time and for a chance to be here. So I think it'll be a good game, and I'm super excited for the opportunity for our players.
Yeah, into a state quarterfinal, and I'm sure most people, you know, listening to this interview, you know that, you know, how a state quarterfinal went last year, and I know it's a different opponent, it's a different year. Do you guys learn or take away anything from last year's heartbreak that hopefully helps you this time around?
We just got to finish. You know, I think that's the big thing, is we feel like there was, you know, meat left on the bone. Anytime you lose in that kind of way, it is heartbreaking, and it sticks with you. And I'll be the first one to tell you that it sticks with you, because I've been woken up in the middle of the night talking about it. We're thinking about it. You know, it's something that it'll stick with us for a long time, but we have a chance, you know, not to forget that, but or not to put it away permanently, but to use it to our advantage and try to finish the job. And we, you know, that's the main thing. It's finish what we started a year ago and, you know, make that one extra play that's going to get us to the next level, whatever that is, whether it's a state, you know, you think of it as a semifinals or the state championship or just the next level of where we need to be to be considered a championship level team. That's the main thing, is just finishing the job.
Looking forward to it. Dalton Jones, head coach at Rockport, as they get ready for a state quarterfinal. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck on Saturday.
All right. Thank you. Really appreciate it.